get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's time to talk golf. It's the language we speak every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for joining us. And to all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day from Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff. We're live at the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. On the big show today, Bill Pennington will be here. He's a golf columnist for the New York Times. His regular weekly column is called On Par. And that's also the title of his new book, On Par, The Everyday Golfer's Survival Guide. Whether you're an everyday golfer or a part-time golfer, it's a great read from Bill Pennington, who'll be with us today here on Tee to Green. Well, the best in the world are in Ponte Vedra, Florida, this week at the Players' Championship. They're being put to the test by Pete Dye's TPC Sawgrass, and of course the infamous 17th hole Island Green.
There's so much danger out there. This golf course is set up today where you can go out there and shoot a 65 out there, but also then again you can also go shoot something in the 80s pretty easily too.
That's Tiger Woods. He knows all about the dangers out there, as he's really not in contention this weekend at the Players. Later in the hour, from Cannon Gate Golf, Tiffany Trenk will be joining us. Tiffany is right here in Colorado at the Blackstone Golf Course. Jerry and I had a chance to go up to Denver and play that earlier this week, and we'll talk to our host on Tuesday, Tiffany Trenk from Blackstone Golf Course, about her company Cannon Gate Golf and what they are doing in their expansion into the world of golf and their move to Colorado as well. That and more are all headed your way today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
You're invited to check us out online. Check out our website, teetogreenradio.com. And while there, check us out on Facebook, too, and tell us you like us. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, teeing it up with Bill Pennington as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius, and XM Satellite Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The show by golfers for golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff welcoming you in to the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, home of Tee to Green on this Mother's Day. We, of course, send our Mother's Day wishes to all the moms out there who are listening to Tee to Green today. And don't forget, for all your repair and remodeling needs, it's at your service. There's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or send him an email at yourservice@hotmail.com. More than a handyman, at your service. Jerry, happy Mother's Day.
Okay, I don't know if I quite qualify for that.
I don't know if that was the smoothest segue or not.
I don't know if I quite qualify for that, but I did notice one thing. You know, the Players' Championship is played on this particular week now on Mother's Day. Do you ever notice how the other tours have tended to lay down now when the PGA has a major going on? No one else plays in the week of the Masters. Yeah. No one else was playing. Well, the European Tour, they are, of course, but everybody else seems to lay down when the PGA has a major function going on.
Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah, they're probably not. They wouldn't get in a whole lot of viewership, anyway.
We've had for years Father's Day and the U.S. Open, now Mother's Day and the Players' Championship. Yep, kind of interesting how that has worked out. Coming up on Tee to Green today, a little bit later in the hour, we're going to talk to Tiffany Trenk from Canongate Golf. Our first guest, if you are a regular reader of the New York Times and a golfer, I'm sure you enjoy his Monday morning column called On Par in the New York Times each and every week. Well, Bill Pennington has taken that a step further. He's expanded his column to a book called On Par, the Everyday Golfer's Survival Guide, chock full of all sorts of good stuff that you see in his column each and every week. And we're happy to have Bill Pennington joining us today here on Tee to Green. Good morning, Bill. How's your par today?
It's pretty good. Thanks for having me on. Tee to Green, that takes a couple hours, right? And that sounds like one of my holes.
Yeah, that's true. Same here. So the book idea, I guess, stemmed from your weekly column. How long have you been doing On Par at the New York Times?
5 years. And, you know, I'd been at the Times 15, but I was helping to cover golf. But just before 2008, I said, you know, we don't really address anything to do with recreational golf. You know, the game played by the everyday player is very different than what the pros play. So we started this column that was kind of meant to be a conversation with the recreational golfer, which, you know, turned out to be quite popular. I mean, we get a lot of, you know, with the online world now, the reader can talk back. And so when you throw out a subject, whether it's, you know, what are the most annoying things people do on the golf course, you know, I was shocked. I mean, at that particular topic, we got something like 700 comments in 4 hours on the website.
So you found a nice niche there, didn't you?
Yeah, it's been fun. And, you know, it's fun because the job entails basically going out to golf courses wherever people play, mostly public, and talking to players about what's on their mind and what bothers them or what they enjoy so much. And caddies and groundskeepers and bartenders and parking lot attendants, whoever's out there, and you know, you just hear a lot, and you know, people are having a lot of fun, and so it's kind of fun to be in that atmosphere. For that to be your job and just write down what people say, that's a pretty good gig.
Yeah, and the world of journalism these days, you don't find many guys like yourself writing about golf. Do you sometimes feel like you're a dinosaur?
it's, you know, there are fewer of us, but I should say that there are fewer in the traditional print model. There are not fewer of us overall. You know, I mean, there may be more of us if you start including, you know, bloggers and that kind of thing, and successfully so. You know, Jeff Shackelford has a very popular blog, and that's now on GolfDigest.com too. And you know, and there's, you know, he didn't come from a traditional print background, so there's, it, you know, it's like a lot of things in journalism right now. People, you know, there's more of us in one way. There's just fewer of us in the traditional sense than the way it used to be.
Bill, do you find that the sport of golf lends itself to more conversation compared to some of the other individual sports? Let's say, because I ski and I play tennis, for example, too, but at the end of the day, I don't rehash the whole day, but I tend to do that with people after a round of golf. Is that what you find a lot of?
Oh, absolutely. And we're all better in, you know, in the 19th hole than we were in the first 18.
Yeah,
I mean, that's one of the things we do best, and I don't just mean the drinking part. I mean the you know, the rehashing of it. Things tend to go a little better in the retelling, and that's all part of it. And I think that's a defense mechanism, actually. You know, I think we wouldn't go back out some days if we couldn't somehow make sense of it afterwards. But yeah, I think what the big difference is, there's so much time in between every shot, so there's so much thinking going on. Whether, and some of it is destructive, but that's what makes golf different, is that there's so many variables, you know, not just the wind and the weather, but the people you're playing with and the condition of the course that day, and you have so many different choices of how to play every single shot, and that's what gets that's what gets people talking about it. After it, also what makes it so difficult while you're doing it is because, and you see this happening in the pros, you know, I mean, we make right decision sometime, we make the wrong decision some other time, we're not sure, we don't believe in our decision other times, so we don't put the kind of swing on it that we would if we were more confident, or if, you know, there's all these variables, and if we're playing alone, you know, it's different than playing with people. So that's, I think that's what makes the game so complex and also so likable.
Bill Pennington from the New York Times, his weekly column is called On Par, and his new book is called On Par, The Everyday Golfer's Survival Guide. Bill, any breakdown as to how much of what you write about is your own experience and what people tell you or what you get from your readers?
I think the ideas often come from my own experience, but then, you know, the material is, you know, so I might be out playing or out, you know, with people and, you know, and an issue of slow play comes up, and that makes me wonder why, you know, this works. And then I go and find, there are slow play experts. There are people that have really studied why some courses are more busy than others or slower than others, and they have lots of theories as to what it is. And a lot of it has to do, frankly, with what tees we're playing from. But you know, you go and you talk to these people. So it might have been my idea, but all the bulk of it, and this happened in the book. You know, when you get an 8,000-word chapter, you have to go talk to a lot of people. I don't have 8,000 words of opinion on slow play. But if you go talk to PGA pros and golf teachers and these slow play experts and superintendents who do fret about this kind of stuff, then you get a full picture about, you know, what it is that's causing it, what can we do about it, some theories on how it might be fixed, and then, you know, there you have a chapter. Then the same thing might happen with, you know, I like to ponder the imponderables, like you know, what makes a good golf partner or makes a bad golf partner. And again, that might be my idea, but then I go out and talk to people and almost, you know, cast a survey as to, you know, what they like and what they dislike. And, you know, and then you know, I think there's always some humor in it, or at least I think there is, because I think that all mentally balanced golfers laugh at themselves. I don't see how you get through it if you're not laughing about it sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Did you when you sat down to write the book, were you a little concerned you were going to use all your best stuff and not have anything left for your weekly column?
We do videos too online, you know, and people always ask me, they say, "Well, you must be running out of ideas." And I go, "You kidding me? I got like 50 more." I mean, it's I just think there's I just think there's it's too funny of a game and just too interesting of a game. Just go out and spend time, you know, and I'm lucky that I can, but just go stand in the first tee and watch how many different swings there are and how many different ways that people approach something as simple, well, it's not simple, but something as relatively simple. It takes a second and a half to take that first swing of the day. But, geez, just stand on the first tee for, you know, a couple hours, and you'll come up with, like, you know, 10 ideas for things, you know, easily, you know, like the way people dress, the, you know, the way they interact, what, you know, why do they, who decides to hit first and why, and, you know, what kind of, you know, the way people seem to aim wrong all the time, you know, I mean, so there you've got, you know, a couple of different, you know, there's a couple of different ideas right there. Why do we aim wrong? You know, I mean, what's the problem? You know, what's behind first tee jitters? You know, maybe something on fashion, because you'll see some trends, you know, like mismatched socks.
Or lack of fashion, right?
Yeah, or lack of fashion. I'm struck by how many people don't have matching socks. If you watch, you'll find about one out of every 10 golfers on that matching sock.
Wow.
I'll be looking for that next time I get out there.
See?
Well, we're coming up on a break here, but can you stick around and chat with us a little more after the break?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Bill Pennington is our guest from the New York Times. Besides his regular Monday weekly golf column, On Par, his new book, On Par, The Everyday Golfer's Survival Guide. A great read. And if you've got a golfer, a gift list for a golfer, it should be on that list. Coming up, especially with Father's Day coming up. More from Bill Pennington later in the hour, Tiffany Trenk, as we continue from the Broadmoor on Tee to Green, the Golf Show.
In America, they can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Jeff Miancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Oh, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-star and AAA 5-diamond awards.
This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to give you a few tips about playing in the wind. First off, I want you to remember that you got to swing within yourself when playing into the wind. That may mean shortening up. That may mean hitting a 7-iron instead of a 3-wood or something in order for you to advance the ball in play. A lot of people want to swing harder into the wind. Actually, it's just the opposite. You want to take it a little easier. Slower swing pace is always beneficial into the wind, as that will take spin off the ball and therefore not make it go up. The other thing is just widen your stance a little bit. A little wider stance gives you a little better base and a little better chance of hitting a shot on the face of the club. And into the wind, that's the name of the game.
For more on saving strokes and shaving a few off your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
This segment of Tee to Green brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years, a century of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Out of the area, call 719-471-9900. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, with our guest, Bill Pennington, from the New York Times. If you are a regular reader of the New York Times, you're familiar with his weekly Monday morning column called On Par. Well, he's expanded on that. His book, On Par, the Everyday Golfer's Survival Guide, on bookshelves and in Amazon.com and everywhere you find good books these days. And we've been talking to Bill about On Par, the Everyday Golfer's Survival Guide. Some of the chapter titles intriguing. The language of golf, that's kind of obvious, but how about being a good golf partner and surviving a day with a bad one? Or you're not alone out there. If you had one wish, title of another chapter. And then, of course, there's Shanks, Choking, and Other Tales of the Dark Side. Bill, do you have a favorite chapter or a favorite topic from the book?
Oh, that's like asking me if I have a favorite child. Come on. I don't know if I have a favorite exactly. I have... ones that I remember fondly, I guess, just because they came out of nowhere. Like, if you had one wish, the basis of that column is how it starts, is that I'm out playing golf by myself one day and I find a ball and it's kind of smudged and it's in the woods, and I rub the smudge off the ball and boom, like a golf genie appears, you know, just as if I'm rubbing a brass lamp. So anyway. And the genie says, I can grant you any wish, and any golf wish, and that means that it's just one shot. But you can have, for the rest of your life, you can hit like a 300-yard drive right down the middle every time off the tee. Or you can hit every, 100-yard wedge to within 6 feet. Or you can never miss a putt again, inside 6 feet, or whatever. You can always get out of a fairway bunker if that's what excites you, whatever. So what would you choose if you had one wish? And... I don't choose right away. What I do instead was go around and start asking everybody I can think of what they want. So that sort of gets into some of the humor of, I guess my golfing buddies, and, some are pretty not well-balanced. And, their thought of is that they wanted to, disappear for 5 seconds so they could take their opponent's ball and throw it in the woods, and or always hit it just 10 yards past their father-in-law. That's all they wanted. They didn't care how far. So various different things. And then eventually I get to the Butch Harmons of the world, and I ask them and teachers and golf bros and Ernie Els and various people what they want. And, you can see where this is going. We're trying to actually figure out what is the most important shot in golf, basically. And it's great to hear it, to get the debate going, because everybody started arguing. I mean, it's like you'd think that, if you went down the top 10 list of Golf Digest instructors, that Butch Harmon and Jim McClain and Mike Bender would agree on something, but they don't. They completely disagree. And so that was fun, and to see what various people thought. And just, it turns out that I think most of them think that it is the drive. I would say there's a lot of discord there, because others think that it's putting. But the whole debate is fun to get into. So, I mean, that's I like that chapter.
Bill, I was intrigued by the one about good and bad golf partners, and I haven't had a lot of this lately. Maybe it was just more prevalent 15 or 20 years ago, but you're out playing with someone and you just meet at the first tee, and four holes in, they can fix your swing. What drives people to think that way, do you think?
You know, I don't. I agree with you. That's one of the most amazing and yet reoccurring things that happen out there. And it's always after it's always when you're doing poorly, you know, and it's, you know, you've just had two or three bogeys in a row or double or triple bogeys in a row. And, you know, that's the time to either say something really positive to me or ask me if I need another, you know, Gatorade or something. But that's the time that these people tend to pick to say, you know what? You know, my Uncle Fred told me 3 days ago to turn my right hand over, and that cured my slice, and blah, blah, maybe you should try it. And I was watching Golf Channel last night, and there was a tip on chipping, and let me show it to you, you know, because I'm a pretty good golfer, you know. And meanwhile, they, you know, in the last couple of holes, they only got their pars because the ball bounced off a sprinkler head or something or ricocheted off a tree. But that's the moment they choose to give this sort of unsolicited advice. And you're right. I don't know exactly what motivates. I guess at heart, we're all trying to help each other out there. And so it's sort of like giving directions to somebody who looks like they're lost on the highway or on the street. So I guess that's what it comes down to. We're trying to be good, but, you know, in terms of golf etiquette, that's really not the time that anybody wants to hear that advice.
Golf etiquette is a big subject, too, and I think maybe a lot of people, I don't know if it's taught early on sometimes like it should be. I know that a lot of the first tee and some of those youth groups do that. I don't know if it's taught to adults that start playing. Do you think, you know, name something etiquette-wise that people really need to do to be a better golf partner, for example. What would be on the up on your list there?
I think it's a lot of it's common sense, but, you know, we don't always have common sense because we're you know, busy with our game right now. You know, I mean, we're out there, you know, very deep in thought maybe about how to, you know, fix what's going on, but you know, it's really the little things, I think, that would make you really appreciated as a partner and invited back to more events. And, you know, you'd get to play more if you knew how to do things like be on time. I mean, how many people just aren't on time? You know, your tee time's at 10:10, and, you know, you come roaring up in the car at 10:14, and the other guys are on the tee. You know, first tee's nervous enough. We don't need to worry whether, you know, our fourth is going to show up. People, you know, you want to be quiet at the right times, you know, but it's also little things like minding the flag stick, you know, being good about, you know, where is it? You know, don't make me be the guy that always has to take it out and or put it back, you know. Those are good. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, when you go to the beverage cart, to see if anybody else wants anything, you know. Watch the flight of everybody's ball. You know, that's a tremendously helpful thing if you, you know not just where your ball ended up, but if you know where everybody else's ball was, you know. And, you know, just be generous and, you know, be nice. I mean, you know, I mean, people like to be complimented when things are going well. It's just like you would do in an office or at a party or, you know, any kind of outing you're at. If you wanted to get along, you would notice what other people were doing. You wouldn't be self-centered about your game, and you would help people along the way. And those are things that I know it's a tough game. It's easy to get into your own little cocoon, but if you don't, if you can be aware of the whole tribe that you're a part of here, and I really believe golfers are like a tribe and we need to help each other out, you know, you'll be welcome. You'll be invited back. You'll get a lot more chances to play.
Bill, tell us about Chapter 8, Golfing Gods. We invoke them all the time.
I've been lucky enough to play with Tiger Woods, play with Lee Trevino, Annika Sorenstam, Phil Mickelson. It's just, you know, part of the job, unfortunately. I wrote about those experiences, and, you know, they're all different. I mean, obviously, those people are different, but, you know, like in Annika's case, we were doing some videos so that she had to sort of perform various tasks. So I found out what it's like to sort of compete with her in a chipping contest because we were filming this chipping. She was telling me how to chip with a 7-iron in this certain circumstance rather than a wedge. And when we ran it through in the video the first time, I actually put it inside her by a considerable amount. And I wasn't supposed to do that, but that's what happened. And
oops.
She looked at me like, you know, and her eyes narrowed, and she just said, well, let's try that again. And we did it for about 15, 20 times, and she put it. She never put it less than about 2 feet away in the next 15 tries, and I never got anywhere close to putting it inside her again. So I mean, it was interesting. You know, I mean, she was retired at that point, but boy, the you know a little bit of competitiveness, and you see the real person come out, and
see the real champ come out there.
Yeah.
On par. I mentioned you can get it at most. It's available now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yep, most bookstores, Amazon.com, online. On par, Bill Pennington, the Everyday Golfer's Survival Guide. Bill, fun talking to you. Keep up the good work. Enjoy reading your stuff, and we'll wait for the second edition of On Par to come out as well.
Great. Well, thanks. It was fun. I agree. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Bill Pennington from the New York Times. Every Monday you can read his column, and his book is called On Par, the Everyday Golfer's Survival Guide. Up next, from Canongate Golf, Tiffany Trank, as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio and Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Hi, Tom Baudette, trying to make sense of this Mayan calendar. It seems to end December 21st, 2012. That's unsettling. Oh well, still plenty of time this year to stay at Motel 6 and get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. And we're still taking reservations for after December 21st. All due respect to the Mayans. Sorry, King Kitnich Akolmonab. Nothing but love for you. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no-melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about short game shots from just off the green. A couple of tips on how you might have a little more success. One is you've got to pick out a club that you think you're good at. If you're a good putter and you're just off the green and there's nothing between you and the green, choose the putter. It's always a good option. Secondly, if you are just off the green, you've got to decipher what's between you and your target. If there's a mound there, obviously that takes a low-lofted club out of the picture. So make sure you take that into consideration. And thirdly is you've got to determine the ball flight necessary to get your ball to the target. If you're hitting to a pin that's some distance away, you're going to need a lower-lofted club to have it get rolling a little faster and go a little further distance-wise.
For more on play around the green, getting up and down, check out the website, tgreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it, Tee to Green. We come your way every Sunday from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff on this Mother's Day edition of Tee to Green. This past Tuesday, Jerry and I and our colleagues from the Rocky Mountain Golf Riders had a chance to go up to the Denver area, actually Aurora, and play the Blackstone Country Club, which is a Canongate Golf property. Our hostess for the day was Tiffany Trank, sales director for Blackstone and for Canongate. And we thought it'd be fun to get Tiffany on today to talk a little bit about Blackstone and Canongate itself, and tell the story of Canongate for those who aren't too familiar with the company. Who they are and what they do, and we're happy to return the favor. She had us up for golf. We've got her on the show, Tiffany Trank, joining us right now. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning. How are the two of you doing?
We are doing great. How are things in Denver today?
Very nice. The sun's going to come out here in a couple hours, so we're excited about that.
It's already out here. We're ahead of you.
Oh, darn it. I'm going to have to drive to Colorado Springs then.
I mentioned that Blackstone is a property of Canongate Golf, which has golf courses in Georgia, in Texas, and now in Colorado. Tell us a little bit about the background of Canongate Golf and how long has it been around?
Absolutely. Well, Canongate actually goes back in Georgia, in Atlanta. It's about 1965. And then our current owners took over seven clubs originally back in 2003, and we're excited that we've very quickly grown our cluster of clubs. To date, we have around 23 clubs now in the Atlanta area that are part of Canongate. And then we expanded to Texas, and we have five clubs now in the Houston area, right in the Woodlands area and on the outskirts. And then we jumped to Colorado just 2 years ago and now have Blackstone and Black Bear in Colorado. So Canongate, obviously, we like to have a variety of golf courses for our members. So we like to develop a cluster within an area to give our members that variety of golf.
You started, as you mentioned, in Georgia, around Atlanta. Why did Canongate set its sights on the Houston area and more recently here in Colorado? What attracted your company to these areas?
You know, basically, we've just really kind of searched out areas that we feel are looking for the type of model that we have. Canongate's kind of platform is definitely high-quality golf courses, but having very modest fees, and then the variety of courses. And really, our eyes and ears are open to all areas. It really just kind of, where opportunity knocks is where we have been looking, and that originally took place in Houston and then here into Colorado. So we continue to look in different markets. So we're excited to hopefully have that expansion even grow further.
Tiffany, all your properties are pretty much private courses, but not with what I think most people would think of country club or membership prices. You know, what you charge people for initiation and monthly requirements and whatever is so below the normal when you talk about a country club. That's kind of your, goal,
yes.
and everything is to create a new situation for people, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, Canongate, you know, we saw a great opportunity, and our owners did, when we saw that there was a great market for the extreme, you know, high-end private clubs. There's a great market for public golf. But we really wanted to capture that demographic in the middle, particularly kind of where we hear, you know, with Golf 2.0 these days, kind of targeting lady golfers, junior golfers, dormant golfers, new golfers, and really schedule a platform of membership that attracts families at a modest fee to make sure that that barrier of an entry fee and dues doesn't keep people from joining a private club. So as you mentioned, our fees are very modest. We start entry fees here in Colorado as low as a $250 with our specials in place right now, one-time entry fee, and dues starting at $135 a month. And that's for the entire family. That's husband and wife and any children under the age of 23. So we like to keep the fees very modest and also to provide a great quality product. I know, Jerry J., you got to experience Blackstone last week, and how did you like the club?
We loved it. It was great. And you weren't kidding when you talked about that the three-hole stretch that's called the Gauntlet, 13, 14, 15 on
yes.
the back. Good name for it.
Very now, fitting for the guy, yes, for that back nine. So, and really, too, you know, not only do we want to capture a great modest entry fee and dues, but also kind of our philosophy is to have something for everyone. We really try to not only have a great golf course, but really mix up our amenities for the full family as well. So we've really kind of dived in and listened to our members, what they're looking for, and in turn created amenities and programming around those needs. So a couple of unique things I just want to point out that are kind of different. We do, obviously, we have the cross play, which means reciprocity with all of our Canongate properties. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we're seeing a lot of our Texas members coming to Colorado now as it heats up in Texas with the heat and humidity. And then in the winter months, we've had a lot of our Denver members go to Atlanta and Texas to experience those golf courses. So what's neat is our members can travel to the other markets and pay the member fee to go and visit our reciprocity, our other golf courses. So that's a fun benefit for the members. And then also we really like to steer in and help out with the junior programming and promote junior play. So we have a program that's called Canongate Kids, where children 15 and younger can actually walk for free or ride in a golf cart with mom and dad for $5. And that also applies to grandchildren. So that's been a really popular program for us and our members that's gone well. And then we also, you know, just have a really nice social platform of events. We do everything from wine tastings to crafts to cooking classes and art classes. And really want to bring in the entire family and membership experience, even if they're not a golfer. And that leads to a program that we started this year for our ladies. We found we had a great 9-hole league, we had a great 18-hole league, but we were seeing still about 8% of our lady members weren't participating in those two programs. So we started this past year, it's called T3, and it's a 20-minute clinic, 3 holes of golf, and then followed by cocktails and socializing. And it's been really popular. The ladies and especially the moms love it because of the time commitment is a lot lower than the average league. And you need to keep score. It's all about fun and exposing ladies to golf.
Tiffany, a lot of country clubs especially and public golf facilities too have had to kind of reinvent their marketing platforms over the past few years to keep players and to get new players coming in. With the crusade and the philosophy you have at Canongate, are you guys ahead of the curve a little bit with some of the things you're doing?
We would definitely. I mean, obviously the business in the past 5 years has had its struggles, but with our platform and how our memberships are set up, we definitely have not encountered some of the issues that some of the golf courses have. One thing, too, is just, you know, constantly, like you said, reinventing, creating programs, and really listening to the members to make sure that we're also creating programming and events that they're looking for. But we continue. We don't stop. We're always thinking of new things, and each season it gets more and more exciting as we add new programs for our members. So that is a constant thing for us to be reinventing the wheel.
Tiffany, being in Georgia, Texas, and Colorado, Are you kind of just set for a while now, or is the company constantly looking to grow and expand, and you might be moving to some other states, some other areas as well?
We are actually always looking for new golf courses. We have a great acquisitions team that's constantly looking at new and existing markets and talking with golf courses about potential either ownership, or also we've kind of a new avenue for us is also looking at managing clubs versus taking over the full ownership, which is growing drastically. So we're always looking at new opportunities.
How can people find out more about Canongate?
The best way to get some initial information on us is to actually go to our website. And also for all the golfers out there, definitely feel free. We're very open doors. We'd love to have you into our clubs to see our facilities, and also ask the membership director in your area about the opportunity to come out and actually preview the courses. We do have member for a day preview rounds that we offer. And the best way to get general information about Canongate, we have basically three different websites to look at. We have CanongateGolf.com, which focuses in on our Atlanta courses. We have CanongateTexas.com, and then CanongateColorado.com.
All right. Do you still have, like, 23 courses in the Atlanta area?
We do. So lots of golf to play in Atlanta.
You know, other than the Atlanta Athletic Club, is there any other private facility in Atlanta that isn't part of you guys?
There's still a few out there, but we definitely make some noise in Atlanta and like that.
So besides Black Bear and Blackstone here in Colorado, can we expect to see maybe a few more Canongate properties here in our state?
Let's hope so. Stay tuned for that. As I always tell new members and existing members, you know, make their decision on what reality is today, and that's that we have two great golf courses, which is phenomenal. Two is better than one, but stay tuned. Hopefully in the future we'll be able to jump back on the radio and talk further about our expansion with Canongate in general.
All right. Well, we'll keep in touch, and we've got to get up there and play Black Bear sometime as well.
We'll make that happen. We don't have the gauntlet on the back nine, so
okay.
It'll be a bit more friendly on the back nine for the two of you.
Okay. Jerry just nodded his head in approval, so yes. Okay.
Well, Tiffany, thank you so much to both of you, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and have a great Sunday.
Of course. And if people want to get a hold of you up there at Blackstone, what's the best way to do that?
Again, our website, CanongateColorado.com. You'll find information on me, Tiffany. Also, feel free to call me directly, and my number is 720-346-2367.
All right, Tiffany, thanks for taking the time to visit with us this morning, and hopefully we'll see you again real soon.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Tiffany Trenk, Canongate Golf, Blackstone Golf Course in Aurora, the Denver area here in Colorado. Up next, Jerry taking us on tour. This is Tee to Green.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful sense sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now. Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This week's transportation on Tee to Green provided by STI Fleet Services, the Denver office, and the Mitsubishi Motor Company. This week's drive of the week, the Mitsubishi Outlander GTS, which scored 38 out of 50 on the Tee to Green drive scale. That's drivability, rideability, image, value, and economy. Find out what we liked and didn't like about the 2012 Mitsubishi Outlander GTS, the drive of the week at teetogreenradio.com. Well, Jerry's here to take us on tour and didn't have to go far to find the only tour stop this week.
Yeah, only one golf event going on. The Players at the TPC, the original TPC course in Sawgrass. Kevin Na, the leader at minus 12, one ahead of Matt Kuchar. Ricky Fowler jumped up into the fray with a 66 yesterday, so he is now just three shots, trying to double up on his win last week.
Things are clicking. Everything's kind of coming together, driving the ball well. I feel like I'm, you know, managing my way around the course very well. You know, I'm definitely confident with the way I'm playing. It's just nice to know where the ball's going and to actually make a swing and see it go there.
Kuchar right in it again after going through some tough conditions yesterday.
Today there's a lot of bogeys on my scorecard. But that being said, I knew this morning that this golf course was going to be really difficult today. The wind was up. Bogeys were going to happen. Real pleased that I was able to bounce back so well after bogeys. It seemed like when I made a bogey, I'd bounce back, make a birdie.
And in spite of backing off as often as he did yesterday, Kevin Na, bogey-free 68.
If you gave me 68 before I teed off, I would have taken it, definitely. If you gave me 69, I would have probably taken it. So I think I really played well. 68 was a great score, especially late in the day.
Coverage today starts at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and for those of you who are fans of the Big Break on the Golf Channel, they've got another edition starting tomorrow. Women playing at the Atlantis Resort. Allison Micheletti, one of the players, a daughter of Joe Micheletti of NHL fame.
Oh, okay.
Who has been covering the Stanley Cup, of course, for NBC.
Busy time for the family,
isn't
it?
It is, yes.
Yeah. Our thanks to Bill Pennington. Don't forget his book, On Par, The Everyday Golfer's Survival Guide, out now. Bookstores everywhere and at Amazon.com and online at good online book sites. And his weekly column in the New York Times every Monday called On Par as well. And to Tiffany Trank from Canongate Golf and the Blackstone Golf Club in Denver for joining us on Tee to Green today. That's it for Jerry. I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.